Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. To be invasive or not to be invasive? That is the question. The words invasive species usually make us think of plant species escaping their landscaped homes, insects burrowing into our trees, or maybe large fish threatening the country's Great Lakes. But sometimes invasive species have become so common in our state, we just assume they've been here all along. Take the European starling, for example. Some rather avid Shakespeare fans introduced this bird to the U.S. over 120 years ago. The group was determined to bring every bird Shakespeare mentioned to the states, so they released 100 starlings in New York City's Central Park. These reckless literary fanatics had no clue what would happen. Starlings are chubby black birds with short tails and long pointed bills. In the winter, they are covered in white spots, but turn dark and shiny in the summer sun. While the almost iridescent plumage may dazzle some birders, most residents despise the starling for its aggressive nature and tendency to move in large, noisy flocks. Like other pest birds, starlings live in communal roosts that can number in the thousands and cause disturbances just by their filth, odor, and noise. Flocks that live near airports can cause serious damage to planes and put passengers at risk.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about starlings and other avian invasive species is available at nature.org/Indiana.